truckers, welcome to a brand spanking new episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, which apparently today, there's a lot of noise and craziness out there, y'all. I'm broadcasting this from the Florida room, and apparently, I was wondering why there was all these helicopters and shit going on out there, because stuff is nuts. It's like Armageddon out there, but it's for a reason, on account of I looked it up on the news around here, and if y'all hear helicopters and sirens and people hollering, apparently, this is the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide that some people think happened, some people didn't happen, but the way I look at it is if 1.5 million people were killed, some serious shit went down somewhere, and genocide is probably a good word to attribute to it. I'm just saying is all. But yeah, so they're marching down the street here to the Turkish consulate or some stuff here out here in California and Los Angeles. And so there's a lot of commotion going on there. There's helicopters galore, all kind of craziness. So I apologize for any background noise in advance, but it is out of my hands as all the Armenians are marching in support of people recognizing this, which I think should be recognized, because 1.5 million, if you said 1,500, I would say, like, okay, some people just got angry, might have done some shit. It still ain't good, but I don't know if we call it genocide. But 1.5 million, that's a lot, people. That's a lot. The Hollywood Hick is on your side on this one, y'all. I'm just saying is all. But you're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. If you put a / listen onto it, you can hear all the fabulous programming as it's happening. The Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the sevens west coast, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. That'd be 10 if you're on the other side of the country. If you're anywhere in the middle, y'all gonna have to figure it out. If you're somewhere else in the world, just figure it out. Or if you can't listen to it while it's happening, you can also download the podcast off of iTunes, off of the Crab Diving website, off of Stitcher. Give a brother 5 stars whenever you do it so people think it's great, because it is. I'm just saying is all. And yeah, follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. You can also follow my Facebook page. I'm always posting articles and little things on there. You can comment, say whatever the hell you want. And but just don't fucking say horrible, awful, hateful things like the crazy right-wing Christians who, like, want to tell me I'm a homo and want to warn and constantly tell me where I should or should not be putting my pecker. I don't know why they're so interested in where I put my pecker, but apparently they are. So they're always making comments. If I make any kind of homo shit, they go fucking nuts. Just straight up mother trucking nuts. Things are nuts out here in Hollywood, just right up from the most famous intersection in the whole entire world, Hollywood and Vine, people. But it ain't just Hollywood where things are nuts. Things are nuts every mother trucking where. As if it's like another, it's like, every so often, like for a while, it was happening on a regular basis. Like almost every day, a new one was coming out. But guess what? We got 3 more of y'all. 3 brand new people who are saying that Mr. Gross Ass Bill Serial Rapist Cosby got a hold of them too back in the day. There's 3 more ladies. And of course, they all use Gloria Allred. I don't know. That in and of itself is an issue I have. Like, that woman and her fame whoreness just kills me. Like, she just had to interject herself into this, but it was inevitable. And in this instance, it's like she's bringing more people to light, so I guess I have to support her. But sometimes she's just a little bit too camera happy for a Hollywood Hick on occasion. But whatever. So we got Gloria Allred freaking marching out 3 new ladies, which brings the total of people who said he drugged and raped them up to like 38. There's other accusers who said he like tried shit, which I don't even know how many of that, but some of them like Beverly Johnson, who got away, like Chelsea Handler, who kind of got away, and all these people who say that shit had gone down. Like, I'm honestly, I say this all the time. This shit has to be real when you make Janice Dickinson seem credible. That's all I got to say on it. But yeah, 3 more ladies come out. Gross ass Bill Cosby. So what did he do? He drugged them, raped them in his favorite raping places. His favorite raping places. According to this, one of the ladies said that she was 24. She was working at Harris up in Reno. And she was visited Cosby's residence with her friend, where he gave her some pills. She said later she woke up naked in bed with the comedian and told her to keep her encounter to themselves. She was mortified. Her quote is, "I was mortified at what had happened all this time, and for many, many years, I felt this was my fault." See, good. I'm glad this lady can come out on the flip side now and be like, you know what? I'm glad that all these other people come out, because I have been harboring all of this on myself for all these years, and now I find out that I am so not alone, that there were so many other people who experienced exactly what I did, because Bill Cosby, whether you want to believe it or not, people, I am 100% convinced, and you should be too, that he is a mother trucking serial rapist. And anybody who supports him is a complete straight up idiot. Complete mouth-breathing idiot. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Felicia Rashad, because I lost complete respect for her because she refuses to acknowledge it, and she's always doing that shit about standing up for women and stuff, but she won't stand up for these women because she says, I didn't see it happen. Well, you know what? I don't have to see it happen for 38 people to come out and say it happened, and it's all very similar, following exactly the same pattern, and it happened. So Felicia, honey, bye-bye. That's what we're saying. Broke the fuck up. That's what we are. I used to like you, too. I thought you were kind of a classy lady. And now I realize that you're just a shill for like this mouthpiece like everybody else. It just that annoys me to no end. But then, and then there's two more. So then the other lady, she said, basically, of course, Marty Singer, Cosby's attorney, didn't have shit to say. But another one said she met him in 70 at a Vegas casino. Like, he always worked at these areas, like where he was doing his comedies, I'm sure. She was invited to a suite where he made her a drink, after which she felt woozy and not in control. And guess what happened? Sordid sexual acts were committed against her while she was passed the fuck out. That's the part I can never, ever wrap my brain around, is who wants to have sex with something who is completely incapacitated, can't participate. It's like you're having sex. It's like he had, like, what is it, necrophilia, where they want to have sex with dead bodies, but it's like he didn't want to go that far, so he just kind of, like, incapacitated it. I think it's the same thing. And then the other lady says the same thing. She was in Chicago in 75. She was a 27-year-old model. He loved himself a model. I mean, he asked to take her to the Playboy Mansion. See, this shit went down in Playboy. There's multiple people who said he took him to the Playboy Mansion, where he offered her a drink, and she left there feeling drugged. So guess what? More people. Three more. Bring it up to 38 who, like, are coming out and saying something. I wonder how many more there are. Because, like, you can't be on a path like he was on, like, for so long, for so many people. Like, I completely agree with Richard Pryor's wife when she was like, Richard was dirty on the inside, on the outside, but inside he was a good person. I fucked it up. He was on the inside, he was a good person. Outwardly, he said a lot of crude humor, but it was all about the laugh. He got a lot of laughs. He was very funny. Cosby, on the other hand, was clean on the outside and completely dirty on the inside, and I completely 100% agree with her. Gross. Bill Cosby is gross. He is completely dead to me. I will never support anything he ever does again, and if you're one of those people who do, you are a fool living in a fool's paradise if you think that some shit didn't go down of at least some degree, because it's just everything is too similar. Everything is just way too mother trucking similar. It's all I got to say on that bullshit. Okay, because we're going to move on to the next mess I have been talking about lately, because I said I wouldn't talk about these housewives, but this one, and it's also because I have a love from her as a child, because she was in some of my favorite shit. I keep saying it. She was in Escape the Witch Mountain. She was in, like, the Hello Larry TV show that I used to like, only lasted like one season. I think it was a spinoff of Different Strokes, if I remember right, with Arnold and Willis. But Kim Richards is just riding this crazy train as far as she can take it. And like I said last program, I can't believe that somebody else is going to make me have to sit through a Dr. Phil episode. But damn it, if Kim Richards ain't going to make me have to sit through a Dr. Phil episode, because apparently bitch done went 110% nuts up in the Dr. Phil thing. Like, it's like, honestly, I will get, I guess, I reckon I just watch Dr. Phil when there's like messy McMessalots up on the program. Last time I watched was Nick Gordon, which we got an update on that too. We'll talk about that on the flip side of this here Kim Richards story. But yeah, so apparently Kim Richards goes on to the Dr. Phil episode, right? She gets confronted by her kids, and he's like telling her, like, honey, you're a freaking mess, blah, blah, blah. Okay, wait a minute. First and foremost, here, I will just play you the promo clip of Dr. Phil, and then we will talk about all of her shenanigans on the flip side. So here is the promo clip of the upcoming Dr. Phil. I think it comes on next Tuesday. So either Tuesday or Friday of next week, I will be discussing this again, depending on what time Tuesday it comes on and if I get a chance to watch it before I have to tape this shit, which I highly find unlikely. So it might be next Friday before y'all will get to find out what the Hollywood Hick has to say about the entirety of this complete mess of a mess known as Kim Richards on the Dr. Phil show, on the Dr. Blowhard show. So here's a promo clip. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Tuesday on an all-new Dr. Phil.
You got arrested.
I'm beating myself up over this.
Beverly Hills housewife Kim Richards.
I poured a drink of vodka and I thought, oh my God, what have I done?
Are you living a lie, telling everybody I've been sober for 3 years?
The exclusive interview.
You are drunk in a bar fighting with a cop. That is not good mothering.
Is this an intervention? I'm sorry, I can't.
All new Dr. Phil, Tuesday.
Complete and utter shit show. I'm calling it right now. Like, it's just got to be a mess. Because this chick doesn't take responsibility for anything. From anything I've seen. Because I used to watch some of the Housewives stuff until I just couldn't stomach it anymore. I had to change to the Mob Wives. Because at least when they said they were going to make a beat down on somebody, they made a beat down on somebody. And those are the cussingest women ever. And they make me feel so much better. Because I cuss a lot, but I can't hold a candle to no Drita. Uh-uh. No Drita, no Karen, no Renee, no Big Ange. None of them. They all can out-cuss me now. Natalie, all of them, both Natalies, cussing ass cussersons. I'm telling you, makes me feel so much better about myself. I'm trying to work on my cussing, not very good at it, but I'm trying my damnedest, right? Right, that's what's happening. But like I said, this Kim Richards is on there. So apparently he's going to be bringing her kids on there. And like one of her kids just got out of some kind of rehab, like her son, for like some kind of emotional like shit, like stress and all this. I'm not so sure it was drugs, but I think it was sort of like I don't know, stresses and things. I don't know. It probably was some sort of drugs. They always say stresses and things when they don't want you to know what the real truth is. But I don't know what the real truth is, so I ain't going to speculate. But I do know what the truth of this Kim Richards is. Bitch likes the bottle, because like we talked about, she got arrested at the Hollywood Hotel, not the Hollywood Hilton People magazine. I still remember that. But she had got arrested up there, pitched a big old fit, got into a fight with a cop, kicked one of them, was like telling them, don't you know, I love when they pull that don't you know who I am shit. No, bitch, most people don't know who you are anymore. That's what it really boils down to. Most people could really give two shits who you are anymore. Like, you peaked with Tough Turf, and that's really kind of sad, because I love that movie, Tough Turf. It was one of my all-time favorite movies of the 80s. And your crimped hair was a fucking shit, sister. But apparently she's there with her, they're there with her three kids and Kathy Hilton. If you don't know who that is Paris Hilton's mama, who is also her sister, I want to say. Something like that. But I think she is a sister to Kathy Hilton. And but Kim is a mess. Apparently she shows up a mess. She's trying to like act like she's like got everything under control when she does not. But then Dr. Phil apparently is going to be pressing her to get really honest about her struggles and accept treatment. And then she gets all fucking nuts. That's when the fucking crazy train comes to town, right? Mother trucking there. That is when that happens. He offers to send her to a rehab. She goes freaking nuts. Apparently she makes a big old scene. I wonder how much of this is going to show on TV, because I'm reading this off of some like gossip website, reality T website or something like that. But Kim like makes a big old scene, and they're at the Beverly Wilshire. So she's like making scenes at all the fancy Beverly Hills hotels. That's what she likes to do, apparently. But she would like pitching a fit, like whatever. Like, so her kids are like coming into the interview. She's shocked by her vitriolic outburst. It says her children were struggling to control their emotions when she left the explosive energy where she's like, I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. And apparently they could overhear her ranting. She's like, you can forget the whole thing. Here's your microphone. I'm done. I'm leaving. I want to talk to my family. So she rips off her microphones. She was straight up mother trucking, pissed the hell off at the Dr. Phil people, right? Right. So then she like argued that the rehab, like, she didn't want to go to the rehab. She didn't want to go to 60-day rehab. She wants to go to 30-day. I love how these people decide, like, you are the freaking addict mess of a McMess-a-lot, and somebody's trying to help you. Because I hate giving this man his props, y'all. I can't mother trucking stand it. But apparently that Nick Gordon dude, Bobby Christina's boyfriend we thought was husband, he has been in rehab the whole time, and apparently it's doing okay. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, so apparently Kim yelled at her daughter, Brooke, that I'm not going down there, I'm not going for 3 months, and I'm not going to miss your wedding. Like, I get it. Like, and honestly, what rehab place is going to be like, yo, lady, you can't go to your daughter's wedding? None of them are going to do that. They want your money too damn bad, okay? Okay, or they want Dr. Phil's money, whoever's money, because apparently she ain't got a pot to piss in, this Kim Richards, which don't make any sense to me, because those housewives get paid pretty damn good. So where does all her money go? Does she just piss it away? I know she's got like an ex-husband she still lives with / cares about that's got the cancer, but I'm hoping he has insurance to help with the majority of that. So like, where does all this housewives' money go? I don't get it. I don't know. I'm not there. I can only speculate that it's gone up her nose and down her throat in many ways, more than one. I'm just speculating though. But apparently she made a big old stink about this. She's like refused treatment, that she would work with her own doctor and therapist and family, because apparently that's been working out so well for you, Miss Richards. I mean, honestly, pull your head out of the sand, you ostrich. Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us all. Then she starts pushing the blade, claiming she was stressing her out there. About, I love it. It's like, you're stressing me out. I can't take it. You're stressing me out. And then she's like yelling at Dr. Phil, I respect and admire you. I do trust, like, I love how she can't decide what she wants. Apparently, according to this, what I'm reading, she goes, I respect and admire you. I do trust you. I don't know you, but I know you. Like, that don't mean, I don't know you, but I know you. So I can trust you, and my kids trust you. So this is so hard to say. I do trust you. I don't know you, but I know you. So I can trust you and my kids trust you. So do you trust him? Do you not trust him? I get the sneaky suspicion you do not trust him. She's like, so telling him, like, do your magic now or something. I don't know. But they agreed that she needs treatment or whatever. But this thing's just going to be a straight up mess. A straight up mess. But apparently the whole thing is she became like, because she was at the freaking hotel loud and slurring. I love how they like she was slurring and people were moving away because they didn't want to be on the receiving end of her comments. That's what happened at the Beverly Hills Hotel that got her arrested in the first place. But apparently she refused to budge when the cops got there because they locked herself up in the bathroom. I've seen people do that, and some of those bathrooms are straight up bitch to get into. So it's like, I had a friend locked himself in the bathroom one time, and it was one of those where you couldn't shimmy under the door. It was like a full door to the whole thing. We're like, oh my sweet Jesus Lord, security had to come. It was not cute. Sent his ass home. This is how much of a caring friend I am. I sent his ass home in a cab. I instructed the cab driver where to go and to not go anywhere other than exactly where I told him to take him. And we let him go. We're like, no, you're not ruining my party. You're going to have to go home and sleep this one off. And that's what he did. And everything ended up just perfectly fine. Everybody listened and it worked. Although in retrospect, I probably should have been a better friend and not just thrown him wasted ass McWasterson into a cab. But that's what I did. And I ain't making no apologies for that shit. So, again, some fool, Miss Kim Richards, from Escape from Witch Mountain and Tuft her fame. I'm not going to bring up the Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's what I just did. But whatever. I loved her before this Beverly Hills Housewives because she looks a mess on there all the time. And she had to have been doing stuff for a long time because the bitch looks straight up haggard. Her skin looks horrible. She's all wrangly. It's like, I don't know. It just seems like there's just been too much left unattended for too long because she just was caught up on the pills and the booze and the whatever she does. But yeah. She's nuts. Poor Kim Richards. Well, hopefully she gets her shit together. Whatever. I'm not counting her out, but honestly, like some people, I just don't know. But hopefully Kim gets the help she needs and Dr. Phil's able to get to her. I can't even believe I'm saying these mother trucking words, that Dr. Phil gets through to her and does something good. I hate Dr. Phil so much because usually I just want to punch him right in his blowhard face because he's just always blowhard. And I hate that freaking holier than thou Tony takes all the time. But I'm going to have to sit through an hour of it again just so that I can watch Kim Richards be a straight up stone cold mess on the Dr. Phil show. So that's what's up with that. All right, we're moving on. I've talked enough about that damn Kim Richards. Who the hell? Oh, whatever. I was bringing this up. So, okay, now next freaking just shit show. I can't, every time I turn around, this just is getting like, I don't know if you want to call it better or worse or I don't know. It's worse because everybody's starting to talk out now. And so this whole Bobby Christina thing, you know, I have been freaking fascinated by it the whole time it's been going down. And like they took out, I guess she's breathing on her own, according to what people are telling me, according to Bobby and Leola Brown, his sister, who I think is straight up fame whore nuts and trying to cash in like nobody's business. And yet she wants to pretend like she's not trying to cash in and everybody else is the one doing shit wrong. I don't get it. I really and truly don't get it. But Nick Gordon's brother, his name is named Jack Walker. His name is named. That is the dumbest thing I've said in a while. His name is named. Jeez, sometimes I shouldn't be allowed to talk, but I'm going to keep on trucking, mother truckers. All right, so Jack Walker, he was on the Extra television program, right? I'm getting this off of the Gossip Cop. It's one of my new favorite websites because they kind of give me the gossip and they kind of give me a meter to tell me if it's sort of true or not. And this one is a guy at a 10, which means it's all straight up true. Just meaning this is what dude said. I'm not saying what he's saying is true. I'm just saying what he said is like honest to goodness what came out this fool's mouth, right? Right. So basically, Jack Walker said on the Extra program that I just feel like she was just fed up with everything that's going on in her life. He was talking about his brother, meaning Nick Gordon and Bobby Christina, had gone to a club the night before the incident. They were allegedly began fighting. They got into an argument, he says, from there, and then it carried on to the house, and they just went in separate parts of the room. And that's as far as I know what went on there. I mean, I knew how depressed Chris was. I knew drug use. I mean, all that mixed together with arguments is never, never good. So basically what this fool is trying to say, he goes on to explain that he starts talking shit about like when Nick Gordon was living with Whitney and Bobby Christina back in the day when Whitney was still alive and still with us too, right? But he said that he moved that. Okay, I'm just going to read this shit because I'm trying to find the good parts and I'm not doing a good a good job of talking and reading at the same time, because apparently the Hollywood hit cannot do two things at once. It's too difficult. Like, I'm trying to learn to slow down. I can't slow down talking and quit cussing to save my life, honestly. Hopefully y'all can keep up with my motor ass mouth. But this dude, Jack Walker, explained how Gordon moved in with Brown and her mom, Whitney Houston, following their parents' split and move out of Atlanta. He alleges the drug issues among them date back to well before Whitney died. And he's basically, this dude, Jack Walker, says, I let them know I wasn't comfortable with it. I didn't like being around them like that. I let Nick know. Slow down on that. You need to stop doing that. I would be on the phone with Nick and I can hear Whitney asking for this stuff. Like, that, if that is true, that is really, really, really sad and kind of scary, because, like, he was young. So if Bobby Christina just turned 22, Whitney died 3 or 4 years ago, she was not even of a legal age to drink, which means he's a couple years older. So maybe he was 20, whatever. He might have been able to drink at that point, but not. But, like, honestly, if you're, like, doing drugs and all that nonsense, it's just never going to turn out good. It's never, when you're doing it in mass quantities. But I keep wanting to call him Scott Walker, and that's that damn politician. But Jeff Walker, who explained how Gordon moved in with Brown, and I just read that part. Jesus, I see, I cannot keep up. The Hollywood Hicks should not be allowed to talk and read at the same time. But whatever. But Walker's adamant that Gordon never abused Brown and says that in his time in rehab has been successful so far. He's been off the drugs for almost 7 weeks, which is good. I can't believe it's been 7 weeks ago since I talked about that shit. He's actually surprised that he stayed. And to be honest with you, he's like, I'm proud of myself for staying. Good. I'm glad he stayed, because he needed some fucking help, because he was straight up stone cold mess on Dr. Phil program that I was forced to watch the last time I was forced to watch that damn Dr. Phil program. But this Walker fella tells Action that he wants people to know that he cares for Chrissy. He loves her just as much as he did before, and he's clean now, and he's doing better. So I guess this Nick Gordon dude is doing better. But also, this dude is intimating, basically, that she was, like, trying to commit suicide when she was face down in the tub, which contradicts what some of the police may be thinking, because there was, like, an investigation into whether this Nick Gordon had been involved, because there may have been some sort of abuse, but it's never been corroborated, so we don't know. It's all speculation. This shit's a mess, and the only one ever gonna tell us the truth is still in a coma in a hospital in Georgia. So I don't know if this is ever gonna work out. And if she is breathing on her own, like, what, she was out for a long time and all that, like, will she, I mean, I don't know, I could be completely wrong, but I feel like no matter what, Bobby Christina is never going to be right again. She's just going to be sort of in that sort of in-between state, between, like, sort of good and not good. And, like, I don't know. It's just, I just think the whole mother trucking thing is sad as fuck all the way around. And how all these people keep interjecting themselves. Like, really, what does this dude have to base the suicide attempt on? I don't know, this Jack Walker dude. I called him Jeff a couple of times. His name is Jack Walker. And I wanted to say Jeff. I wanted to say Scott. I wanted to say anything but Jack. I don't know why. But his name is Jack Walker. If I fucked it up a couple of few times before, honestly, his name is Jack Walker, and I didn't mean to fuck it up. But that's what happened. So we'll just go with it. Right? Right. So, again, good energies going out to Bobby Christina and to Bobby Brown, and maybe not so much Leola and, like, these other people trying to cash in on this shit. But honestly, and I think I read somewhere Leola is still spouting off at the mouth. And honestly, I'm not even going to do it the service of actually trying to look that shit up, because I just don't have it in me. I don't even want to try to find it again. I think I read it somewhere and was like, oh my God, is this woman ever going to shut the hell up? No. No. The answer is no. Honestly, it's no. It's no. Sorry, moving on. So that's what's happening there. Update on the Bobby Christina soap opera that ain't gonna end. I mean, honestly, like, soap operas should be taking note of this shit, because it's better than what's on most soap operas, for straight up real. Between this and the other soap opera mess that is like Kim Richards, and the other soap opera mess that's like everything else, like just nonsense. Everything is like such a soap opera these days. It's crazy. So oh, guess who's still an idiot, y'all? Lindsay mother trucking Lohan. Did you see what she done went and did? Like, she's a complete idiot. And I love that. Okay, she's an idiot who doesn't even know that she's a freaking idiot. So she basically put on the Instagrams, put up a picture that had Arabic writing, and then underneath it, you're beautiful. Kind of like it's making us assume that this Arabic should translate to "you're beautiful," right? Well, no, bitch didn't bother to pay any attention or look anything up. All it did, she would have had to do, was one simple Google search, and that same thing pops up a bunch of times where everybody's laughing at it. But basically, what the Arabic says across the top does not say "you're beautiful." It says "you are an ass" or "you are a donkey." That's basically what it says. And then she's reading it as "you're beautiful" and places it up there like she's like trying to make some grand statement. Everybody and their brother calls a bitch out, right? They all call her idiot ass out. So what does she do? Like, the queen of no responsibility. She takes absolutely no responsibility for anything. Like, nothing in this chick's life has ever been her doing. Like, she has no responsibility for nothing. So then she comes back on the flip side trying to say how, like, it was an inside joke between me and a friend. Bullshit. The Hollywood hick is calling bullshit on your trashy, sordid mess where you're sitting here trying to lie through your teeth again, like we're going to buy your bullshit. Basically what she says is, I'll see if I can find it. So she posted, she goes, FYI, the funny thing is, the Arabic photo I posted was an inside joke with friend to test my Arabic without Google translation. So it was already known that it, what it was. She added, other than this, I love at Mason Valentino, whoever the hell that is, whoever her friend is. And it's actually, she put this all on a picture of a fancy handbag. No, I call bullshit. You're trying to do damage control on the flip side again because you're a straight up stone cold idiot. You are an idiot. Your career is over. All you're ever going to be is tabloid fodder from here on out. You cannot act anymore. Your voice is horrible. You have smoked and drugged your voice away. It's like horrible. Nobody wants to hear your raspy ass nonsense voice. It's horrible. You don't sound good. You don't look good. You look like you're 40 something years old, chickie, and you're in your early 20s. That's not right. I am 45 fucking years old and I got a youthful dewy glow I am proud of. You are 20 something and you can't even claim any kind of youthful dewy nothing. That is how pitiful you are. I can't take it. I had so much promise for her when she was a kid. I saw that like Parent Trap movie. No, the other one, the Freaky Friday she did with Jamie Lee Curtis. Pleasantly surprised at how much I liked that movie. It was really good. And then all the shit went to her head. And apparently, too, I saw an interview one time with this chick, Lisa Walter, I think is her name. She's a comedian. She played her mama in one of those movies. I want to say she played her mama in the Parent Trap redo that she did. And I saw her in an interview one time where she was talking about how when they were having a meeting and she was talking about how, like, all of a sudden she just saw the light go off on Lindsay Lohan on that set where she was like, oh, if I just start to act out, everybody starts to kiss my ass. And she said, and it never changed after that. She said, I was there for the moment that it shifted. And I completely believe that chick. I completely, 100% believe that chick. So Lindsay, messy ass Lohan, try to sell your goods to somebody who's buying it because a Hollywood hick show ain't. Okay. Now, and I flipped out of my place where I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. So we're going to like stall for a moment while I try to get back on my bearings here. Okay, what else the hell's going on? Oh, the Avengers movie is coming out, right, y'all? You cannot avoid it. Like, if you don't know the Avengers movie comes out in like a week or so, then you are living straight up underneath a rock. Completely under a rock. It's everywhere. All those people in it are everywhere. There's billboards everywhere, especially if you live out here in Hollywood land, in the land of the Hollywood hick. There are billboards everywhere. It is everywhere. I went to go look to see about when it might be playing next week because I do want to see it because I do love a superhero movie a lot. And one of the movie theaters over in Burbank, it's like that's all it's playing for all that week. It's like every theater is just Avengers. Like no other movies are going to get played. So if you planned on your movie coming out the same time as Avengers, you're a straight up stone cold idiot. You and Lindsay Lohan should start a fucking club. That's what I'm saying about that. But so the news is apparently two of the Avengers, Hawkeye and Captain America, Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans. And Chris Evans is one fine hunk of burning love, if I do say so myself. Jeremy Renner, not a big fan. Be quite honest, I find him kind of fug. He's not cute at all. I don't know. I don't get the, like, whatever. Every man, I guess, whatever. Supposedly he's a homo, too. But I'm not going to try to out anybody because he hasn't done anything to try to, like, kill the homo cause. Like, the only ones I feel like should be outed are the ones who try to do things that don't further the homo cause. And then on the flip side, we find out they're gay and they tried to like undo a lot of legislation or something that would have benefited those of us who could probably use it. I'm just saying is all. So Jeremy Renner hasn't done that, although he did kind of have a beard marriage and have a kid and all that kind of stuff. Whatever. If you want to suck dick, suck dick. We all do it. It's fine. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But what I'm talking about here is apparently, him and the Chris Evans were doing one of those press junkets. And I have been to these press junkets before. I used to do makeup work way back in the day until I realized that I shake too much and couldn't draw a straight line to save my life, so everything looked fucked up. But I used to do makeup at these press junkets. So I go touch up superstars, people, a lot of the reporters and stuff, I would end up doing their makeups and stuff, whatever. And then once in a while, I'd touch people up. Like, I got to touch up Phyllis Diller. That was awesome. Smokey Robinson, a bunch of, like, cool old people. Phyllis Diller was fucking awesome. But I've been to these things before, and they're pretty grueling. Like, everybody's like, it's like you got it banned. Like, yes, whatever. You got a couple of days, you got to do this. But it is pretty grueling. Like, it's just interview after interview after interview. And after a while, I'm sure it gets old as hell. I've seen them go freaking stir crazy. I saw Will Smith go a little bit stir crazy at one time. And it was warranted because It was nuts, right? But they're at this press junket where, like, it's basically like, here it is. All the reporters come to one place. They each get like 6 minutes with the dude. That's why you always see these people interviewing these people. Now, this one chick was asking them about, because apparently the Black Widow, played by Scarlett Johansson, ends up having sort of a love thing going on with Bruce Banner, who is the Hulk, right? And so she was just making kind of a tongue-in-cheek question about, so how do you guys feel? Because y'all kind of had like a little thing maybe that could have gone down with her too, but it went this way. How do you feel about it? So, okay, well, you know what? I will let them say what they said, and then we will discuss on the flip side, okay? So this here is some British chick who, honestly, people should be more concerned about her freaking horrible hair, why this chick did not choose to get her hair did before she was going to do a television interview is beyond me. The only thing I can think of is that they will never see her. You will only hear her because she's British, and that doesn't have anything to do with it. But it does not look like she had washed her hair in Lord knows how long. And she didn't have a speck of makeup on Harley. She was looking like the homeliest freaking spinster this side of the freaking Mississippi. I don't understand what was going on. But this is what they said, and everybody got all butt hurt over it, and because there's nothing people like doing to get butt hurt these days. And honestly, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again: if your only like argument is you're offended, then you ain't got no damn argument. Okay, somebody said that one time, some smart person. I'm just merely repeating it, but it bears repeating because it does make sense. If your only argument is you're offended, then shut the fuck up. Okay, just shut the fuck up, because you know what? People are offended all the time, and that just means don't pay any attention and move on. That means it's just not shit you want to like deal with. Okay. But here's what they said right here. So, want to hear it? Here it go.
I have a very serious question to start with about shipping. Because I know a lot of fans were actually pretty invested in the idea of Natasha with actually either or both of you guys. And now, obviously, she's with Bruce. What do you guys make of that?
She's a slut.
I was going to say something along that line.
It's a complete whore. What
a trick, man.
That's it. So that is why everybody is up in arms, because they called her a slut and they made a whore comment and they were laughing. Did you hear that laughter part? Meaning it was a joke, that they probably don't think that they were just trying to be funny in that moment. And yes, I know I'm probably going to hate, all the women are going to be hating on me, telling me that like slut shaming is not to be accepted. But this is a fictional movie character that we are talking about here. And they were making a joke, a bad joke. Yes, but it was a joke. So everybody needs to pull their little head out of the like social outrage realm and back into reality and realize that sometimes people tell jokes and they're not always that funny. And so that's just what it is. So I think it's hysterical. But then the two of them are forced to have to apologize. Of course, everybody wants you to apologize for everything today. You can't just let nothing go. But they made apologies, and like Captain America, his apology was apparently better than the apology that Hawkeye put out there. I'm trying to get to the apologies. I can't find the fucking thing. I'm always a mess on this friggin' thing because I'm like, where did I leave that story? I don't remember when I flipped it up in here. But they apologized for it. So basically what Captain America said, here it is. I finally found it as I stalled yet again. A lot of stalling on the Hollywood hick today. But everybody's all upset about it. And basically, Captain America said, "We answered in a very juvenile and offensive way that rightfully angered some fans. I regret it and sincerely apologize." Now, that's a good apology. He was like, "You know what? We shouldn't have said that," which they probably shouldn't, but it's still, it's like, hello. People say shit sometimes, and you need to cut people a little bit of slack on occasion. If it's repeated over and over and over again and somebody has a pattern, then like get all up in arms. But if somebody makes an off-the-cuff comment to a freaking British reporter who needs her hair did, then sometimes you need to just fucking chill out and realize that maybe it was a joke. It was a bad joke, but a joke nonetheless. But apparently the one who did not win any friends is the Jeremy Renner, because he did one of those sorry not sorries. But he said, "I am sorry for this tasteless joke about a fictional character offended anyone. It was not meant to be serious in any way, just poking fun during an exhausting and tedious press tour." Then everybody got all up in his ass saying, like, "You're an actor. All you're doing is talking to people." But it is pretty exhausting and tedious. I've watched them. I won't say I've been through it. I have seen it happening. And it is kind of like draining and tiring. And he made a bad joke. Get over it, people. It was a bad mother trucking joke. Okay. Quit doing all this false outrage over everything. I don't know why everybody has to get so butthurt over everything all the time. It makes absolutely no sense. Can't we all just try to like just get along and then go like, oh, that was a bad joke. Maybe I'll just move on with my day. But no, you can't do that. You're not going to do that. You're just going to like be butthurt because you need to be butthurt, because most people, if they aren't outraged over something, they're not happy for some reason, which makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. But here I am being outraged over people's outrage. So I guess that makes no sense either. But I figure since I do a radio program here on the internet, on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, I feel entitled to give my opinion. And my opinion is, calm the fuck down, people. It was a joke. A bad joke, but a joke. And that's that. But apparently, these two are not the only one who is from the Avengers movie who like had a sort of a cringe-worthy moment on this interview circuit. I'm assuming it was probably the same press junket that this other incident went down where Captain America and Hawkeye made a bad joke about sluts and everybody got butthurt. But apparently another, and what is it with these British interviewers causing trouble over here on this side of the pond? I don't know. But apparently there's this other dude, and his name is Krishnan Gurumurthy. That's his name. He's on Channel 4 over there across the pond in England. But he basically started asking him a bunch of dumb questions about, like, he was asking about the movie, and then he started getting into his past, like where he went to prison and all that stuff for all the drugs and stuff, which as far as redeemed and reformed people go, Robert Downey Jr. is about as reformed as you're gonna get. I mean, dude actually turned it around, because I saw Robert Downey Jr. back when he was a drunken drug and mess, because it was backstage at the Universal Amphitheater that they have since torn down to make into Harry Potter land over here at Universal Studios. But back when they had the amphitheater there, I went to some Billboard Awards or something award show years ago, and he was backstage, and I was backstage, and I was waiting to use the toilet, and he came walking up to see if it was a line for the toilet, and he was straight up stone cold about as wasted as anybody you've ever seen. Gave me the like whole once over, like, who the fuck are you? And then I was like, yeah, we're all in line for the toilet. And he was like, fuck this. He probably knew somewhere he could probably get deeper up into the backstage than me and a quicker place to pee. But he took off after that. But I was like, dang, that was Robert Downey Jr. And he was straight up stone cold fucked up. But he paid his price. He did his time. He came out, turned his life around. And now everybody wants to dredge up the past all the time. So this interviewer started asking some bullshit questions about his past. And like some quote he said, like basically, the dude says, you made a comment to the New York Times or something like that. New York Times back in 2008. That is like 7-8 years ago, right? So he says, basically what Robert Downey Jr. said was, his quote was, you can't go from a 2000 a night suite at La Mirage to a penitentiary and really understand it and come out a liberal. You can't. I wouldn't wish that experience on anyone else, but it was very, very, very educational for me and has informed my proclivities and politics ever since. That's what he said years ago, right? So this dude drudges it up, and Robert Downey Jr. ain't having it. And whatever, let me just let Robert Downey Jr. tell you. So this is Robert Downey Jr. Basically going, what the fuck, dude? Okay, so want to hear it? Here it go.
Well, the funny thing is, and I appreciate your point of view, things that you said 5-7 years ago or things you said in an interview that made sense to you at the time, I could pick that apart for 2 hours and no closer to the truth than I'd be giving you some half-assed answer right now. I couldn't even really tell you what a liberal is. So therein lies the answer to your question.
The statement sort of stands by itself, doesn't it? I mean, does that mean you're not a liberal, or that you came out of prison not being a liberal?
Are we promoting a movie? To me, the thing is that I'm certainly not going to backpedal on anything I've said, but I wouldn't say I'm a Republican or a liberal or a Democrat. I think when I was talking to the person who was doing the interview that day, and that just happened to be my opinion. That's the nice thing, is you can have opinions and they kind of change and flow.
Yeah, well, that's life, and that's growing older, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you say we're promoting an interview. I mean, promoting the movie. I mean, obviously, you're doing a promotional round of interviews, and that's why we're talking about the movie. But we also would like to talk a little bit about you, and I don't know how comfortable you are, you know, talking about yourself at the moment.
You
I mean,
have as much time as anyone else will.
Yeah, well, okay, well then let me just ask you a few more questions and you can answer them if you want to and not if you don't want to. I mean,
So, only got this much left anyway.
Well, I think we've got three more minutes on our on our agreement.
Your foot's starting to jump a little bit. You better get to your next question.
The reason I'm asking about the past is that you've talked in other interviews again about your relationship with your father and the role of all of that in the dark periods you entered and taking drugs and drinking and all of that. And I just wondered whether you think you're free of all of that, or whether that's still something.
I'm sorry, I really don't. What are we doing?
I'm just asking questions. That's all.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Are you? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Do you?
You seem okay. It's just getting a little dinosaur in your.
No. Look, I don't want to do that.
Uh-oh. I think it looks like Robert Downey Jr. done broke the fuck up with Krishnan Gurumurthy off of Channel 4 Across the Pond. That shit got uncomfortable. Like, I highly recommend you looking it up on the YouTubes and watch the real interview, because you can see, like, towards the end of it, you can see Robert Downey Jr.'s chest starting to heave more, like he is getting pissed. He's like, what? He's doing a good job of hiding it with his face, but you can see it in his breathing. And then he starts calling the dude out on being jittery. And the interviewer is kind of a puss. Like, he's like, he wants to ask the question so bad, but he's scared to do it, but he can't help but not do it. So he keeps stammering through. Dude, Krishnan. That was not the one to be fucked with, I guess, because I wouldn't want to fuck with Iron Man. He's seen a lot. He's been to prison and gone through a lot of things that he doesn't want to talk about. He's been told, he said before, he doesn't want to talk about it. He ain't bringing that shit up. And dude, you need to let some shit go. So Robert Downey Jr., the best part is when he's like, it's just got a little Diane Sawyer-y for me. And he like leaves. And then the dumbfounded look on the interviewer's face is like, what happened, y'all? He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand why he like completely just pissed off the biggest star of the movie that he was just at the press junket for. Like, idiot boy, complete idiot. But people are idiots everywhere you go. So this dude, this freaking, what's his name? I just looked at his name and now I can't remember it. Krishnan Gurumurthy, Murthy, not fee with a T. Yeah, idiot boy. So Robert Downey Jr. was not having it. Tony, this is getting too Diane Sawyer-y for me and Bolt. I do not disagree with Robert Downey Jr. and his need to get the hell out of Dodge. So, that's what's going on with these Avengers jackets. Don't call a lady a whore or a slut because everybody's going to get butt hurt and go crazy over it, even if it's just a bad joke. And don't try to get all up in Robert Downey Jr.'s past because he don't want to talk about it. He's there to talk about Avengers, and that's that. Okay. Get your priorities straight, people. Don't be trying to do your hard-hitting news at a press junket. It never goes well. I've seen a bunch of people get ousted from those fuckers because they ask the questions that they weren't supposed to ask, because these press junkets are very regulated. They're only going to ask you what you're allowed to ask, or they're going to shut your ass down, a la our friend Krishnan Gurumurthy from Across the Pond, Channel 4. So, dude, you got your ass served to you by the Robert Downey Jr., who's like, I ain't having it. He's like, people haven't been, like, shit changes. Move on. And guess what? The Hollywood Hick is moving on to something else, because this story in and of itself just makes me so freaking hysterical happy. It makes me laugh so freaking hard. I love when somebody is fame whoring like nobody's business. But there's this chick. She's from the Ukraine, claims to be Mila Kunis's like best friend from when they were kids. But I think the timeline of that is a little bit fucked up. But this chick's name is Karina something. I'm waiting on the shit to open, of course, so that I can tell you who this chick is. But her name is Karina something. Oh my fucking God. Why does this thing want to do this fucking? I hate ads on the internet, people. I fucking hate you with your goddamn ads that want to pop up and cover up everything. Put your fucking shit on the side. Put anything you want anywhere. But stop with this stupid, untoward nonsense that is a giant ad that pops up that chokes my computer, chokes everything around it to make it where I do not want to look at your fucking website. You got that? Stop it. Because I won't. I'll just go to somebody else. Because guess what? Somebody else is talking about the same shit you are. Okay? You're not a fucking loan. Get your giant fucking banner ads off the middle of my screen, making everything go fucking haywire. Okay? Stop it. Stop. Okay. I'm done with that little rant. Pisses me off. I don't know why that makes me so angry, but it fucking pisses me off. And I'm talking to you. If it wasn't the D-listed, I would probably even be more angry. It's one of my favorite websites ever. But the shit where you got shit popping up now is fucking pissing me off, Michael K. I'm one of your biggest fans, but that shit I ain't having. I'll quit looking. I really will. Fuck that shit. But this chick, who I was getting at before I was so rudely interrupted by a freaking ad that wants to suck up all the life out of everything. There's a chick. Her name is Christina Caro. And she's this Ukrainian crazy fame whore who has some like music video out now called Give Me Green Card. I'll play you a clip in a second. But apparently what she is saying is she is basically saying that Mila Kunis was her good friend when they were kids. And basically she is suing Mila Kunis for $5,000 because she says that when they were kids, Mila Kunis stole her chicken Doggy. Like apparently this chick had a pet chicken named Doggy. And that when they were little 6-year-old, Mila Kunis took the Doggy away, went over to Christina Caro's house to play, and then left with the chicken dog. That's what had basically happened. And so now this Christina Caro chick is over here on this side of the pond trying to, like, dig up a little free publicity for herself, which she was 100% successful in doing because now she's, like, on this, like, got her video on shit. And I looked at it. I had to look at it because it is a complete and utter shit mess. And I, like, honestly, I'm still not convinced she's, a real lady because she looks like a drag queen who got some tits done. But, everybody tells me she's a real lady, and so I'm going to believe it, but it don't look like it. It sure as hell looks like a drag queen if I've ever seen one. But here's a little clip of the musical genius that is Miss Christina Caro from the Ukraine, who is suing Mila Kunis for $5,000 because she claims that she stole her pet chicken back in the Ukraine when they were 6 years old. And so this is the like shit that she's like trying to peddle to our ear holes right now, which is one of the worst abominations. I don't even know you could call it music, but the video I highly recommend going to look up on YouTube because it is a shit show in and of itself. And most of it was filmed right down the street from the Hollywood Hit compound on Hollywood Boulevard. And that's an embarrassment. All right, so here it is. Christina Caro with Give Me Green Card.
I am a great asset to this country. Yeah. Christina Caro.
And now I, Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick, is apologizing for invading your ear holes with that nonsense. But this is what this chick is going to think is going to like catapult her to like superstardom. That song, because it's a shit show. I can't even talk. I wanted to say shit show. I cannot say shit show and song in the same thought or without like stumbling over my words. A shit show of a song. I just invented a tongue twister right there, y'all. Right here on the Hollywood Hick, here on the Crab Diving Network. But this chick is a straight up mess. She like got the lips like lined with like blue and then like purple sparkle in the middle. And I love a sparkle and I cannot get behind that sparkle. Giant tits, which I do think might be real. They kind of got a little like heft and sag to them that real titties have. And if it's the case, I'd be like, nice rack, sister, even if you bought it. She does have a nice rack, nice body, looks just like a drag queen in a sparkle cowboy hat trying to do like little like freaking like cowboy dances down on Hollywood Boulevard while she sings gimme green card with that. Oh, sorry, it sounds horrible. But apparently Mila Kunis got a hold of this. She's not even been served from what I can understand with the lawsuit yet. She just heard about it. So her and that idiot husband of hers, Ashton Kutcher, made a video that they put online and where they basically call a bitch out. So here it is. So this here is Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher kind of calling out Miss Christina Caro for her like nonsense. So here's a little clip of that. So want to hear it? Here goes Mila Kunis retort. Okay, here it goes.
Dumbfounded. I was like, which chicken did I steal? Because I was obviously in the village when I stole these chickens.
Obviously.
Right. So I apologize to this woman who was maybe or may not a month old.
Have you been physically served for this lawsuit?
It's so funny that you asked me that. No. No,
no.
There's been no... But emotionally, I feel served.
I got it. So would you like to launch any counter suit or,
I would like to launch a counter $5,000 lawsuit for making me sit there and watch your music video shamelessly. My body hurts. My eyes hurt. They're burning. That requires money.
No green card for you.
See, that makes me like that Mila Kunis just a little bit more because she's like gets the joke because I agree with her. Like, I feel like somebody owes me money for having to sit through that video too because it is a shit mess. It was made for $1.75. Like, it was made for the cost of whatever card they use, like SD card or whatever they put in some camera, because it is a complete and utter shit mess of a video. give me green card. So horrible. I agree with you. Like, my eyes hurt too. Like, I'll never be the same. I can't get an image out of my head. And yeah, that's that. So I'm with you, Mila Kunis. This chick is crazy. She's trying to shake you down for $5,000 from some chicken that apparently she was only a month old when you were like six. So the story doesn't even hold water. But kudos to Christina Caro for fame whoring like a true fame whore and getting her shit out there, because she's been all over everything. So way to go as far as that's concerned, I reckon. So that's that. So what the hell? Oh, shit fire, y'all. We almost done here on the Hollywood Hick. Only got a little bit of time left. So hell, what do we go? Oh. I got a story out of Florida for y'all. I had a few stories out of Florida today, actually. And obviously, I done run my mouth too much, so I'm not going to get to all my Florida stories like I had hoped I would. But I was trying, right? But I came across this story of a woman who apparently she's in jail, and she is not happy with the judge that put her in there. And so she wrote up a legal brief to basically tell this dude to... in no uncertain terms, to fuck this court. I am justice. That's who this woman is. She is fucking hysterical, right? She's a self-described Floridian American, although she then goes on to say also that she's also not an American, like, but she's not a national. I'm a Floridian American who is not a national because I don't want to have to pay taxes. It's basically what she said. But she's made up a thing like a legal brief to send to the court, and it has got some gems up in there. This chick, her name is Tama Jada Clark, or Tama, T-A-M-A-H. I'm bad at pronouncing names. So it's like Tama, I'm assuming. Tama Jada Clark. She basically started her legal filing with fuck this court and everything it stands for. And then she goes on, look here, old man, when I told you I am justice, I meant it. It took me about 1 month to study the history of the world and to learn the history and inner workings of American jurisprudence, literally. I was born to do this here. Don't you know that your FBI and CIA have been trying to recruit me since grade school, LOL, but they're unscrupulous losers like you, so it won't be happening. She is so freaking funny. She keeps going on. She goes, I am well aware that the court has not spoken to me because it cannot defeat my legal arguments. So it runs and cowers like a panic-stricken hoe that has stolen money from her backhanding pimp. Just for the record, you are a hoe. This court is a hoe, and I will backhand you both should you continue to waste my time. Oh, my God. This is eloquence if I have ever heard it in my life. Like, she should be writing every legal brief ever, as far as I'm concerned. I love Tama. Tama is my new legal hero. But then she got arrested in Georgia back in September 10 because she was trying to basically go break her either husband or boyfriend. I forget this part of the story, but she was going to go armed and ready to bust her dude out of prison, right? That's what she was going to do. That was her whole plan, right? She disputes those claims, even though she was busted with all these like loaded weapons in her car on the way to the penitentiary where her man was. But she keeps on going. What did she say here? She's like, I do not have any form of contractual or other legal impairments preventing me from the free exercise of my unalienable human rights. I was born in Pensacola, Florida, and have a legal right to be in the USA, though I am not a citizen or national of the United States. I'm like, because she don't want to pay taxes. That's why she's like, I don't have to pay taxes. I'm going to live here, use all your shit, but I ain't going to pay no taxes. I just love how she's like, it throws that in. And then she concluded her filing by pointing out to the judge that he is old and presumably near death, which she says is good. Because he is a treacherous, lying, spineless, bastard son of a bitch who deserves to spend eternity in hell. I couldn't give two fucks about you or what you have to say. Fuck you, old man. You're a joke. Your court's a joke. You take it up the ass. You suck. Okay, she's losing me here in the end. Like, you had me. You had me, sister. You had me. Tama. I wanted to call her Taya. Tama. Until you start fucking making the homo comments at the end. Why you gotta be like that? But it's like the whole take it up the ass and you suck nuts, LOL. Just because you put LOL after it just doesn't like correct your like, I was with you, girl. I was with you. And then you got to go and lose a Hollywood hick with that last little bit. You know, it's just some people, I swear, like, you know what? They should tax the shit out of it. Like, I'm no longer on your side, sister. I should have read to the end of this. I did read to the end of this. I just must have breezed past it because I didn't remember that part. But I love it. The very last thing she said, you take it up the ass and you suck nuts, LOL. So, well, you know what? I bet you sucked plenty of nut in the day, too, to my Jada Clark. I was on your side and now I'm not. So screw you. I hope that judge sticks it to you and I hope you stay in jail. jail for a long time. Now I don't want you to write legal nothing for me. I was all on your side. Now I take it back because you're a homo hater. And I don't have nothing to do with homo haters. Okay? Okay. And on that note, that's it for the Hollywood Hick. I had some more Florida stories for you. I guess I'll have to bust those out on the Tuesday episode next week. So I'm getting ready for the Tuesday episode because I got a lot of good Lord, it's Florida stories coming at you. Follow me on the Hollywood at the good Lord. Follow me at the H Wood Hick. See, I talk too damn fast. I can't even like say my own words. Follow me at the H Wood Hick. Also follow me on my Facebook page, The Hollywood Hick. And listen to all the fun programming here on the Crab Diving Network. And that does it for me today, y'all. So this is the Hollywood Hick, Brent Paris, saying doodle lamb, doo, mother truckers. I'm out of here. Bye, y'all. Boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg now. Take a leg, take a leg, take a leg, take a leg, wow.